stop the check.
Hello and welcome!
Hello!
I'm Natalie, aka Star on Sunday.
And Kelly Ford here, Book of Mum. It's the Everything Project!
Yes, oh god, I'm so excited for this one.
It's going to be a naughty one, Nat. It's episode 4.
Is it 4 already?
It's like our fourth child together, Nat. We've done it.
It is.
We've had 3. And this one is our fourth one, our really naughty one.
Yes. So who have we got today, Kelly?
Well, this morning, this afternoon, or this evening, whenever you might be listening to this show, we have been joined by Valerie Fox, adult entertainer, and Mistress Charlotte, dominatrix extraordinaire. So we're very excited to welcome them into the studio today, and we're going to be talking very much balls and all. Is that right, Nat?
Absolutely. I think, what are we calling this? Our special sex episode, are we? I don't know. Yeah,
it's a sex episode. Let's put it out there. I mean, we are going to be getting well sexy, so if that offends you in any way, you know, just listen to our next show.
Yeah, exactly. Just turn off.
So we're delighted to welcome Valerie Fox this morning, who we're going to be sort of talking to first. Valerie, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Now, to anyone that may not be familiar with you or your work, can you just tell us a little bit about yourself?
Well, I'm Valerie Fox, and I've been in the adult industry now for about 7 years. Began actually doing sort of more the escorting side, and then I went on to porn, which I quite enjoy a lot.
So you started off in the escort side,
yes,
did you?
Actually,
and that's how you first got into it?
Yeah, I had a duo with a really sexy Scottish lady, I won't name any names, but she was really big at the time, porn, shooting porn. And she just turned around to me one day and she was like, Val, why don't you just do some porn?
So were you just friends?
Yeah,
had you just met randomly?
Well, we'd met on a booking. We'd gone to see a gentleman together,
okay,
as a duo. And then after we went for a drink and she just said, why don't you just do some porn? And I was like, okay.
Why not?
Exactly. So that's literally how that happened.
It's like serendipity.
Yeah. It was just, I hadn't really thought about it. And she was like, you should do it. And I was like, okay, how do I start? And so.
How do you start?
Well, she put me through to several directors sort of here in the UK. And you just basically, you know, I just sent them over a message and, you know, if you want to shoot me. And they were like, yeah, of course. So I did my first few shoots here, and then about 2 months into me beginning my sort of porn career, I had an agent in West Hollywood ask if I would come out there for 3 months and shoot. So I was like, yeah.
And how old were you at the time?
God, this would have been 2011, and I'm 31 now, so
Early 20s.
Yeah, early 20s.
So you're like, I'm going to Hollywood, baby.
Yeah.
This is real.
Do you know what, though? I actually hate it out there.
Do you?
Mm. I was so excited, and then I got it out there, and I was like, oh.
Didn't live up to the hype, no.
No.
So what I want to know is boundaries. When you work in a porn industry, do you have to be very, very clear about what your boundaries are, what you will do and won't do?
I think that is very important. Unfortunately, some females aren't necessarily as comfortable, you know, going into a porn shoot and telling them straight off, you know,
yeah,
I don't want you to do this, I don't want you to do that. And then afterwards, they're really upset or,
yeah.
But for the most part, you know, 90% of performers will tell you up front, okay, this is my do, these are my do's, these are my don'ts. And, you know, the male talent should respect that. And if they don't, and if you ever feel uncomfortable in any way, you just stop.
So what were your do's and don'ts, or what were your don'ts?
I didn't really have any don'ts.
Did you not?
I didn't really have any don'ts.
No.
Wow. We can Yeah, that's an amazing question.
I don't know. My only thing, which I always hated, is that sometimes male talent, and this is very unprofessional, I find, they'll try and, before your scene starts, they'll try and get you to do things before your scene. And I find that quite cheeky.
Well, almost to get them into the... But, okay, aren't there fluffers?
There's not fluffers.
There's this, like, roll of a fluffer that kind of just, like, gets everyone hard and excited before the shooting starts.
I think they fluff themselves, do they?
They do fluff themselves. I mean,
I think Kelly wants to be the fluffer.
Mistress Charlotte. I mean,
there's a difference in when you're in the middle of shooting, whilst you've started, if sort of in between, you know, positions, the guy needs a little bit of help and you need to give him a little bit of a blowy, you know, that's one thing.
Mm.
But then you get these sometimes really creepy performers who before the scene starts, they're like, oh, do you mind if I stick it in? I'm like, no, unless you want to pay me.
That's outrageous!
Yeah, exactly. So, no, but there are no fluffers that just fluff about giving guys blowjobs before the scene. Most guys, they take Viagra or they inject.
I could think of a few people that inject their cocks. Yes. Hold on.
Yes.
Hold on, we're missing something. They inject their cocks. So, what do they inject it with?
The men either, they do a Viagra before their scene.
Yeah.
Or they inject, which is essentially, and a lot of them won't tell you. Not all of them do. Some of them do, though. But yeah, it's basically, I think it's at the base of your cock.
Yeah.
I don't have a cock.
No.
Their cock. Yeah, and they just do an injection and it just keeps it rock solid.
Wow. We are learning so much here today.
Yeah.
Now, I have to ask you, Valerie, what is like a typical day in your life? Say you're working in the movies, because you do a few different things, don't you? You're freelance.
Yeah.
So you do a few different things. But say it's a time where you're working in the movies and you're in Hollywood, what would be a typical day for you? Like, does it involve going to the gym before you do?
So, say, example, when I was working in LA, out there when you've got an agent, I was living, because I don't live there, I was just visiting there for 3 months. You live in the model house, so all the agents have sort of their own, two or three of their own sort of houses, which when models are in town working, you can pay them sort of $250 a week to live there. And you'll get what they call a call sheet. So you could just be sat there and then you get an email pop up on your phone and it says, okay, tomorrow you've got a shoot for Brazzers with X person. It's boy-girl scene or it's boy-girl-girl scene or it's an anal scene. This is the rate. This is the time your driver will be there to collect you. And then the next morning you get yourself ready and just, you know, have a shower and have a nice clean. Because hygiene is very important.
So preparation to look, I mean, this is radio, but we have got two amazing looking women here that you have to look incredible. There must be a lot of prep. I mean, not just hygiene, like waxing and beautification involved.
Well, you know, you sort of want to, particularly if you're shooting out there. I mean, I always had like hair extensions. You want to make sure your hair extensions are fresh and your colour's fresh. You don't want, you know, to have lots of new growth. You do have a makeup artist on set. So, well, over there you do, not so much over here. So that you don't have to worry about that aspect of it when you're getting ready. But most importantly, before getting ready to shoot porn, you know, obviously you want to shower, shave, wax, however it is what you do, you know, douche, very important.
Douche your bum.
Or your fanny.
Yeah, douche your fanny. Why would you do that?
Okay, this is one thing I learned very quickly.
Douche your fanny.
Going over to LA. So we don't really do a lot of douching over here. Of our families.
I thought it was unhygienic to
douche. That's what we're told over here.
Yeah.
Now, the way I do it, I like to keep a nice clean fanny.
Mm-hmm.
So I, once a week, with a tiny bit of tea tree oil and just cold water, douche.
What does that mean?
It's, you know, I don't have problems with, if it's going to sound so grim, a lot of girls have problems with BV and thrush and all this.
Road to Grimsby.
I don't generally get any of that, those problems. I think a really embarrassing thing could be if you're shooting with someone and if you've got a stinky, dodgy fanny, and you can smell it, and yeah. the guy can smell it. That can be quite off-putting.
Yeah.
So it's important. And over there in America, they will turn around and tell you, the director, the male talent, they will turn around to you and they'll go, have you gone and douched?
Right.
You turn up to a set and they go, have you douched yet? Just like that.
And so what does that mean? Clean your fanny?
Yeah, could you just shower it?
They actually provide douches in the toilet and you go in there. And
so is it a cylinder of water?
No, and it's like a...
I'm sorry, we're so like naive here.
Yeah, it's like a...
Sorry.
It's sort of the same as an anal douche. Same concept. It's a,
still
a,
don't
a
know
bottle.
What
that okay. is. So you've got a bottle and then it's just got this sort of pointy thing.
Okay, that you insert. And
four holes coming out the top of it. So you fill your douche with whatever it is. In my case, just water.
Yeah.
And then you just push the... the long bit up your
fanny, nozzle,
and you just squeeze, give it a good squeeze.
Oh, I see.
And it just kind of that flushes. Makes
Valerie, I feel any... that there's a fetish coming on here.
Yes.
That makes some sense.
So, and it gets everything sort of nice and fresh. I mean, if you've got, you know, your partner's jizz in there from the night before, it's always
that's
nice
all
to,
flushed out.
You don't really want guys stirring porridge on a porn
set. You don't.
Set. It's
no.
not really ideal.
And then tea tree oil for the flappy bits.
Yeah, I mean the tea tree oil. I just think it's good.
It's herbal. It's neutral.
You don't want to overdo it, obviously. You don't want to be douching every day.
Yeah.
But for me, I do it once a week, and if I'm shooting, obviously I would do it before each scene, because I've had too many horror stories from male performers about other females that refuse to douche or have other things going on, and it's like, I don't want to be one of those girls.
I mean, what's the bad thing that could happen if you didn't douche? Let's put it out there.
Well, you could have a smell.
Okay.
I mean, let's say, for example, you know...
Stinky.
I think
toilet paper is an often thing that gets stuck up there, isn't it, sometimes, when you're wiping or...
You could have that, or you could, you know...
Well, as you said, male fluid.
If a girl had a BV infection, which she wasn't sure she had, and wasn't quite sure until... things started to get flowing and then the smell comes and you know, that could happen. Of as I said earlier, you could have some spunk up there from the night before. Yeah. The morning before, you know, we just don't know. So
just while we're on douching, because I am intrigued and I'm gonna put it out there. Is it exactly the same for anal douching?
It's a different type of douche. Do never douche your bottom with the same douche you would use for your fanny, otherwise you'll be in a lot of pain.
Right. So use a specific anal douche.
Yes, which you can get at any of the sex shops here in Soho very easily.
Yes, or I think we might have to get you one after the show, Kelly. Because you sound like you really want to try this out.
Well, no, but anal douching is a lot more prep. It's a lot more a lengthy process than, obviously...
It's really important, though, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, if you're shooting anal, that's one aspect of it, obviously. The food aspect's an entirely different aspect of that.
Don't eat.
If I'm shooting an anal scene, say, if I was doing one tomorrow, today, I most likely would not eat. And if I did, it might be like a handful of cashews or something.
Not eat? Oh, my God. I don't think I've ever gone a day without eating.
Yeah, if I did, it would be something very, very light, like just some nuts. Throughout the day,
just the preparation is so important,
Which is quite tricky, because when you're filming, you want to have your energy levels up quite high. You want to be, you know, feeling okay. And if I don't eat for a day, I feel quite lethargic the next day. So,
from cashew nuts to your first track choice, Valerie, "Fever" by The Cramps. Why have you chosen this one?
I quite like this song, but this is my favourite cover of it, and I find it very sexy. This song always makes me want to fuck, actually.
Wow.
Well, be careful, because Mistress Charlotte's wearing some leather chaps.
She looks so sexy.
She looks so sexy right now. We're going to play this for you, Valerie.
Thank you.
Oh, I liked that one. That was a good choice.
Thank you. I'm glad you liked it.
Quite saucy.
It is.
Which is perfect for our sex show.
Exactly.
So we're now going to be introducing Mistress Charlotte to the reins.
And I hear you're a dominatrix. Is that what you are called? Is that
absolutely
right?
Absolutely, yes.
Oh, this is intriguing.
Could you just tell us what you're wearing today, Mistress Charlotte?
Well, I've got a chain around my neck. And I've got a pair of chaps on and very high stilettos.
And what about the little lacy thong number?
Well, that's so then you can just see my breasts, because after all, I am busty mistress.
Fantastic. Now, can you just tell us about a typical day in the life of Mistress Charlotte?
Absolutely. Well, a typical day was when it would begin by opening up my diary, and I could have a range of clients from, let's say, cross-dressing to chastity to role play to headmistress. It could be a number of things. But there's nothing more exciting than seeing a weak man in a pair of stockings and suspenders. I love it.
And what else do you love about being a mistress?
I think it's variation, and a little bit of strap-on is exactly what doctor's orders, I believe.
Do you, is that your favourite thing to do? Do you have a favourite thing?
I don't think I have a favourite in particular, and I know that all my viewers out there who love the sound of my voice, I think that I couldn't put my finger on one particular fetish that I deal with. Yeah.
So what's the most common thing that you get asked to do?
I think strap on. And okay. When you get really experienced like myself, it's not just shove it in and go as big as possible. You can actually start with a very small butt plug. In fact, I bought another one this morning from one of the sex shops with Valerie.
So tell us, so anyone who's new to anal, tell us, you know, yeah, how do you sort of start off?
Well, I always say legs to your chest, mm-hmm. if they're laying down on their back, and then I insert with lube, obviously, you can never have enough lube, and insert it very, very slowly, and it's very controlled. And it's almost putting like a little space in the sphincter that they have. And then you don't go in and out and in and out. You just leave it. Leave it there for about a few minutes. And then you can then, while they're laid there, you can then put a strap on. And you can make them watch it. Because a lot of what I do is actually mental. And they love it.
Anticipation.
Yes, absolutely.
Wonderful. So the butt plug is to prepare the anal cavity to expand.
Absolutely.
And just...
It depends on if you're very experienced, then you could just go straight into strap-on, that's no problem. But for those for little virgins, then definitely a butt plug.
I think that's very useful, because maybe some, you know, some of our listeners at home might want to experiment with their partners, you know.
Yeah.
They might not want to do it as a job or anything, but, you know, this is educational.
Absolutely. Let's get the butt plugs out there, guys.
Yes.
So, Charlotte, Mistress Charlotte, sorry. I did ask you to choose two tracks for us today, and you said track one is Like a Virgin, Madonna. Why have you chosen this track?
Well, I think there's a lot of guys out there that would like to cross over and take a strap on, and I think I'm going to inspire them. So I want you to listen to the words, like a virgin, touched for the very first time, and I want you to think about Mistress Charlotte touching you for the very first time with one of my strap-ons.
Wonderful. I like that song. I do. I like a bit of Madonna, I must admit.
I feel like a virgin during the show now. I feel like I'm like learning so much. I'm being deflowered as we speak.
So, Mistress Charlotte, so I want to ask you, what is one of the strangest requests you've ever had?
Well, whether it's strange or not, because it's probably not strange to me, I have one of my slaves or sub-boys, whatever you want to call him. It's actually cage boy. And... caged toy boy, who will be listening, and he wears, as at my request, a vibrating butt plug, but it only vibrates through the app on my mobile phone. So what he would do, he would call me on my phone chat line and have that inserted, and then while he's talking to me, I would then send patterns to his arse controlling him.
Tech Dom.
Oh, yeah.
I love it.
So that's like the ultimate control, isn't it?
Oh, definitely, yes. But he's actually caged as well. And I've brought with me today this lovely chastity device. And he's been in a cage for a number of days now. And so he can't even have an erection because it would just be so painful. So you can imagine the sensations that I send down.
Mistress Charlotte, could you just describe to us what it is you have in your hand? Because when I saw it,
I thought it was an orange juice.
I didn't know what it was either. So how can we describe it? It's metal.
Okay, yes. Metal, they come in a range of sizes, metal, plastic. But this one that I have in particular... actually belongs to my subby hubby. And you can attach it so the cock goes in and then you wrap the cock metal round ring around the balls and then you tie it together and then you put it in a lock.
And it's the shape of a flaccid penis, basically.
That's right, but they're all different.
And how would that how would that stay on? Is it in a pair of pants with a hole?
This, the balls go through.
The old classic. Amazing.
That's right.
But I mean, this is quite a bit of kit. I mean, it's actually really beautifully made.
It's very hygienic. The metal ones are fabulous.
So he would have that on for days?
Oh, if not weeks, if not years. Depending on when I've decided that I'm going to release it, because I'd have the key, you see.
And what about weeing? Sorry.
You just wee straight through it.
Oh, brilliant. Win-win.
Wow.
And in terms of sort of strangest requests, do people like to get... Is babying a thing?
Adult babying,
sissying?
Yes.
What's that? Explain a few things that are
I believe there's
dressing up.
A crossover between adult baby and sissy because they love... It's almost like Alice in Wonderland. So they're wearing this big fluffy sissy dress with little panties and little socks and little Alice shoes. And they can have, because obviously I have big breasts, then some of them like to be breastfed as well. So it's a little bit of control as well.
I'm just trying to sort of think about how our listeners would be thinking, what they'd be thinking when they hear you describe that. I mean, to me, I couldn't think of anything worse, if I'm being really honest. I know this is your job and you love it, but to me it sounds like the biggest turn-off in the whole world, but not to you, clearly.
I think you'd have to actually meet some of my little sluts. What I like is French, I like a nice little French maid's outfit with stockings, nice pair of shoes, panties, red lips, the whole outfit, fake lashes, nails, and to be bent over, and then with a nice strap on.
Yeah.
Totally weak.
But you're fulfilling people's fantasies, which may not be fulfilled in their everyday lives, which must be actually quite liberating for you.
I think so. I think it's the control aspect of it all. I think that's what I like. I think that because sometimes they come in and they are... from their own jobs, they're quite powerful executives, and they come in and I immediately say, just line up at the wall.
Yeah, I mean, I was thinking about the psychology behind this. I mean, it doesn't sound just sexual to me. It does sound like, you know, it is about, I don't know, control and power, and it's a real antidote probably to what they do as a day job. Am I right?
Yeah, I think they believe that they're powerful, but actually they're just all weak men in my eyes.
Mm.
And so I love to turn things.
Amazing.
Yes.
Valerie, your track 2 was Dirge, Death in Vegas. Why did you choose this?
That one's a sentimental, I think, for me. It's just, it reminds me of a really nice night of depravity and passion with my ex-lover, and it always puts me in a bit of a happy place.
Let's go to that room.
So Valerie, let's talk about role play. You mentioned a little bit while we were listening to that music that you like a bit of role play.
I do.
So tell us, what kind of roles do you play?
I've had all kinds of requests from incestual role plays to some of these I don't necessarily say I'm agreeing with. I'm just saying, we've had people who would like me to pretend to be a much younger person. I don't know if we can even say that on here.
Okay. I think we get the vibe. Yeah.
That.
Schoolgirl.
Yeah. Schoolgirl. You get, obviously, the secretary. You get...
mother? Do you get mother ones? Or
I don't usually tend to get mother ones. Okay. No. Brother and sister one I get a lot. But I think, the most bizarre one I got was I had to be a spider.
Oh.
And he pretended to be a fly.
Wow.
And he'd written this long script, which he'd written 7 years ago, and he'd been looking for the right spider for the past 7 years.
And you were that spider.
So I received an email, and he said, could you please be the spider for me? This might be odd. And I love a challenge, so I love role play. I really get into it.
You've got to be good at acting as well. Yeah.
And so I was like all excited over this, and I was like, okay, I'm going to be a spider. So he gave me the hotel, turn up here at this time, and I had to memorize, because it had to go perfect. He was quite
7 years of preparation.
Yeah, the pressure was on. So I was thinking, oh, fuck, what is a spider dress like? So I just went to Selfridges, and I got this nice sort of a lace, really tight black lacy dress, because I thought it might look kind of web-like.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to walk in. He'd left the door in the hotel room suite lodged. So I walked in, and he was just in the corner, very coy in his pants. He's probably about 60 years old, gentleman. And he had to act like a terrified fly. And I had to walk in, and I had to try and seduce him as a spider to come into my web, whilst he kept saying, oh, no, you're going to bite me, you're going to kill me. And I was like, oh, no, I would never do that. I mean, the dialogue was just brilliant. I wish I still had it.
That's in depth.
Somewhere. And in the end, I was able to basically trap him into my web, and then I had to tie him up, which was essentially my web, and then I just left him there.
Wow. What an afternoon. So who finds him?
I have no idea.
No.
That's how he wanted it. So I just left him there. I'm assuming potentially housekeeping.
Yeah.
Would have been the next morning, because this happened sort of 4 or 5pm, I think.
What a build up.
So it was, but he did email me the next day and said, thank you for fulfilling my fantasy. And I love those types of things. I mean, I have a client in Monaco who likes me to pretend I'm, 18-year-old daughter, and he's collecting me from school, but when I fly into the airport in Nice, the role play starts then, so I've got to be full, kitted out, school uniform,
and blimey.
Drives me to his place in Monaco, and he makes me dinner, makes me a bath, has specific pyjamas, like he leaves for me on the bed. I then go to get changed into the pyjamas, he puts me to bed, gives me a kiss on the forehead, and he goes to bed, wakes me up the next morning, says, okay, darling, you need to get ready for school again, come sit down at the table, have your breakfast, then drops me back off the airport.
You just heard my jaw drop on the floor.
What? That, and that's it?
Yes. Yes.
Wow.
And obviously, I'm quite sure he's probably wanking in the other room. whilst I'm asleep, but it doesn't bother me. I just, it's bizarre the things people want.
Do you know what? It just makes the world seem so colourful and beautiful. And actually, isn't it great that someone can fulfil their fantasy?
Absolutely.
Even if you want to be a mouse and mouse. Sorry. What do you feel about role play, Mistress Charlotte? Tell us.
I love it. It's one of the best things that I do. It's one of my fantasies myself. So I do a lot of Lady Charlotte.
Tell us about Lady Charlotte.
Well, they come in and I'm whiffing them, and I say something like, oh, you're just straight from the dung heap. So I just treat them like a pile of shit. I love it.
Wow.
Yes, Lady of the Manor.
And so does Lady Charlotte have any sort of specific requests, you know, that people should arrive with nice tea for you or a bottle of champagne, you know? How does that work, that element of kind of them wanting to give you things? Does this also happen for you, Valerie?
I love how you've suddenly gone posher now.
Well, I don't know. It's only happened, yeah. You can take the girl out of Surrey. I'll tell you what, London over years. Is, but how does that work? Gifting.
I get a lot of champagne and candles and outfits and so forth. They're just greatly received.
It's muchly appreciated.
Women love gifts.
I love gifts. It's a gift. Yeah.
And it's very thoughtful. It doesn't have to be extravagant. So obviously we don't ask for them, but
it's nice.
The thought.
Is it quite commonplace?
It is.
So tell us... Ladies, tell us about water sports. Let's go on to water sports.
Preparation. Now,
who likes a bit of water sports?
I love a bit of water sports.
I love it too.
Oh.
Yeah, I have a bit of a water sports.
I can do it at the drop of a hat. Yeah. No problem for me.
Yeah.
I can do it right here, right now. But obviously I won't. Not in the studio.
We've got no tarpaulin, Charlotte. Just open mouths.
Does water sports mean we? No poo.
So it's just we, and you can either give or receive. So sometimes, I do both whilst working, but in my personal life, I love to receive water sports. I find it.
And what would you ask them to do exactly? Run us through it.
Well, I think, God, you guys are going to think I'm a nutter. So my ex is quite kinky. And his piss just tasted so amazing. It was just... The key is hydration, first of all. Before you do it, you want to drink a couple of litres of water. You know, you need to be hydrated. Hydrated urine tastes fine. It basically tastes of water. But I asked him to do one day as bring me a bottle of his piss.
Oh.
And I used to keep that in my refrigerator.
Mm.
And I would send him little naughty videos whilst he was at work, just to distract him as I would go and I would get a champagne flute and I'd video it and I'd have his bottle of piss and I would pour half of his champagne flute with piss and the rest of the champagne and then I would just neck it for him.
Oh my God.
And I would send it to him at work and it would be instant, like, oh my God, I've got to come around now and fuck you.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Honestly, why don't you come over, Valerie? I've learnt so much today. Wow. Yes. And he just came straight over.
Yeah. And then there was this other guy, I was dating this actor, and I had a massive terrace on my old flat, and we were just having, it was raining one night, and I just wanted to fuck. So he'd take me on a date, and I was like, that's all well and good, but can we just go fuck? So we came back to mine, and we're on the terrace, and we're having this amazing anal sex on the terrace, and I'm holding onto the rails, and I just got down on my knees, and I just looked at him, and I was like, piss on me. And he was like, what? I was like, piss on me. And so he was like, okay. And I just loved it. So
I love it. That's quite submissive, isn't it? Yes. That is definite sub.
It's quite a dominating thing for a man or partner to do too.
Mistress Charlotte, tell us about you and water sports.
More the other way. Yeah. I'd rather piss on men any day.
That doesn't surprise me. I'm sorry.
You could see the eye looking over to you.
So it'd be a real privilege for someone...
Absolutely.
For you to take someone else's piss.
I wouldn't take somebody else's piss.
No, you'd be the pisser.
Oh, most definitely.
You're the pisser.
Yeah, straight in their mouth. I've actually done it anally into them. With a nice little funnel.
Wow.
You can see we're all just like...
You can use one of those big straws as well. So if you eat someone's arse and then...
Starbucks.
You can just get a straw and suck it out.
You can...
Now my jaw really has hit the floor.
What's that called? Is there a name for that? Is it called shrimping?
I don't know. Does it ring a bell,
Ellie?
Wow. Because I thought... Anyway, next track.
Right, Mistress Charlotte, let us... What is your next track?
It's Aretha Franklin. Ooh. And it's You Make Me Feel Like a Natural Woman. Love it.
Looking out on the morning rain, I used to feel...
It's the Everything Project, and it's our Sexy Time special.
Yes, and I'm just loving this episode. I mean, I'm just learning so much here. It's just amazing. And I think, you know, what would be really nice for our listeners, you know, especially if you're a mum or, you know, a housewife or a girlfriend, whatever, you know, your situation, what advice could you give to other women out there who want to add a little bit of spice into their bedroom? Mistress Charlotte, let's start with you.
Okay, one of my favourite positions is actually with me laying down, okay, and I squeeze my breasts together and then I put lube right in between my cleavage.
Mm.
And you don't have to necessarily be as big as mine in my double G's, but what you can do, you can then stick a nice big cock right in between, and it's a little bit of control. And then you get them to do all the action.
Ooh.
And it'll just, 5 seconds is all it takes.
I can imagine. That sounds amazing.
Brilliant. That is a good sex tip. Mm. Valerie, got any tips in there for us?
One of my favourite things to do, which I find what most men like, I know my partner likes it, is called tromboning.
Oh, what's that?
Basically, it's when you're rimming their asshole and wanking their cock at the same time. So we start off with a nice sloppy blowjob where it's nice and lubed up, and then maybe take them by surprise and, you know, deter your tongue elsewhere. And that's always a nice little surprise for them. They tend to go a bit mad over that.
Tromboning.
At least my partner does. He loves it.
Ooh.
Well.
Tromboning.
Should I admit this now? I've got a bit of an anal phobia, so I don't like touching.
Good to get it out there.
Yeah, I'm going to confess now. But yes, we've talked a lot about it, and I actually don't like anything near my bum or to touch anyone else's bum. So what about if you've got an anal phobia? What tip could you give me who might want to spice up my 22-year-old?
Let's see. I mean, what are you into sexually?
I'm quite boring sexually, I think.
I think you just need to get a good hearty fucking. I think I just need to get my partner around and just give you a really good heart. Just fucking.
Yeah. I'll run that by my husband. Let's see how
lesbian sex.
Yes.
I'm gonna try it. Girl on girl.
That's a good idea.
But are you allowed to do that if you're married?
Why not?
I think it depends on your rules.
You could get him to watch.
Yes.
Which could be quite.
Would you suggest someone goes with a friend or actually pays for the service to get somebody in?
I'd say pay.
I would.
I think less. Less complicated.
You could potentially run into some drama.
And it's emotional.
Mm. And an emotional attachment which you don't want.
Mm. Okay, right. Thank you.
Good sex tips here, guys.
Yes.
And also, just if people aren't familiar with lube, what's a good lube out there?
Glide.
Mm. So it's kind of silicone based, because lubes have come a long way, haven't they, since that kind of really, you know, quite cheap stuff. You can get silicone lubes that actually are quite amazing, aren't they? Mm. So Glide is your...
Glide, 100%. I've tried and sampled thousands and I still go back to Glide. And whoever knows me knows that I do have a lube, a little bit of a fetish myself on it.
Ooh.
I can just eat the stuff. So
and does that taste okay, that one?
It tastes of absolutely nothing.
Oh.
But it's really slippery and slimy and it's wonderful.
Mm. And is it vegetarian, Valerie? Because you're a keen veggie,
aren't
you?
I have no idea if that lube session.
Maybe you and I should get together after. We could try my lube.
I use liquid silk. I'm not quite sure.
Ooh.
I don't know.
Well, it's good.
The taste of that is vile.
I don't mind the taste of that. Yeah.
Mm,
it's okay for anal. I just love this chat. It's like, where else would you hear that? Oh, I like liquid silk. It's good for anal.
It is good for anal.
So, ladies, we have a thing called the Mug of Truth. Every week we don't have a mug, but we do have little bits of receipt with thoughts on. And we take one out of this imaginary mug each, and then we just kind of riff on our thoughts. So, Valerie, here are four scrambled up receipts. I'm just going to ask you to pick one.
Okay.
And see what it says.
Slap or tickle?
Slap or tickle?
In the sexual, well, it's slap, 100%.
Yeah, slap.
Slap, choking, all that, yeah. Someone tickles me, I will hurt them. Like, I don't play.
You don't like tickling? No.
I hate tickling.
There is a tickling fetish.
A tickling fetish. I don't mind. I have had a guy with a massive tickling fetish. Someone tickles me, I will hurt them.
Yeah, you'll punch them straight in the face. So. Okay, Mistress Charlotte.
Slap or tickle?
Definitely slap. I'd love to slap men, or get them straight over my knee and then just give them a good slap on their bottoms.
Lovely.
Followed by a good kick.
I think I'll have to say slap as well. Tickling, no.
Tickling always feels like, just give me it.
Yeah.
Right, next one. Just give me it. Oh, I've just gone for it. Morning tea or morning sex? Natalie?
I mean, morning. I don't even remember what morning sex is anymore. I've got, children, and they are normally the things that wake me up in the morning. So it has to, I'm a coffee girl. So it's more a coffee in the morning to wake me up.
I would actually have a cup of tea while having sex if I choose.
Ooh.
So I'd have somebody that worships me while I'm having my tea. It sounds perfect.
So you're having your tea as they're going down on you?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh my God, that is the dream.
I could
just
imagine you spilling a bit of boiling tea on them as well, possibly.
What if I choose?
Valerie?
Definitely morning sex.
Mm. I quite like the idea that morning tea's been made for me and then you have an efficient sexy time, and then you can drink it, it's still warm afterwards.
Yes.
So it's kind of like, it's kind of all been done in 10 minutes. That for me is like efficient morning.
I like to be waking up like by sex, so you just slip it in there whilst I'm still half asleep. It's a bit rapey, but it's nice.
Sets you up for the day.
bit rapey, but I like it.
So, next one. Right. Next one is anal or vaginal?
Anal on them, vaginal on me.
Oh, Valerie.
I probably have to say vaginal. I do love a bit of anal, but I prefer
vaginal.
Vaginal.
Okay, Ellie.
Yeah. I think vaginal, but I think anal is something that I want to get better at. I hope my dad's.
It's nice to have vaginal and then shove a toy up your ass at the same time.
Oh yeah,
because that's nice. A nice vibrating sort of small dildo.
I just think it's another feeling that actually should. I just think it's quite out of body.
Yeah.
I mean, you know what my you know what my answer is. It's definitely vaginal for me.
Charlotte, you've got the last mug of truth receipt there for you.
Gosh, money or love? Well, I'm just so greedy. I think I should always have both.
Yes.
I think money is great. Obviously, you can buy things like nice big strap-ons. And for the love of money, why not?
I have to agree with Charlotte here. I'm going to be greedy and say both.
Yeah, why choose?
I don't think you should have to choose. Yeah, money is important, but so is love, because otherwise I think you can become quite lonely. You can have all the money in the world, but if you don't have someone to love, then it's a bit sad, really.
It is a bit sad, yeah.
Like, I want both as well. I want to have love, and I want to have my big walk-in wardrobe with all my shoes and handbags and clothes.
I mean, fair play. Who doesn't want that, yeah?
So
it's a hard one. I would like both. Maybe it's because, I'm fairly comfortable. I would say love. Money isn't so important to me. I don't like designer handbags or,
money comes, money goes.
Yeah. I would probably say love, but I guess that's really boring, isn't it?
No, it's not boring at all.
Kelly, what about you?
Right now, I just want the money. Yeah, because I've got the love. No, so yeah. So yeah, I'm being a bit cold, but yeah, right now it's all about the money. But it depends on your feeling. Like tomorrow, I'd be like, it's all about the love. You know, I think some days.
Without money, it can cause the immense stress.
Yeah.
And it's like you're stressed out. You're not really fun for anyone.
True. So. But people do think money makes you happy, and I don't think it does.
No, it comes money
it,
goes.
Yeah, I don't think it makes you happy. I think it makes life a lot easier for you, though.
Yeah. So tomorrow, I would say love, but today, I'm all about the money. So just quickly, if people want to find out more about our terrific guests, can you tell us where they find you on the social medias or the interlinks?
Okay, so if you wanted to talk to me further, you can go to my website, bustingmistress.co.uk, and also you can telephone me on my phone chat line.
I'm there tomorrow.
I'd love to be.
I can be contacted via my Twitter, which is Valerie Fox XXX, or my Instagram, which is Veggie Glam Babe. Or my website, which is ValerieFoxOfficial.com.
Amazing. Nat, it's been emotional, sexual, and fun.
It has. I think my husband's in for a little treat when he gets home. Well, when I get home.
It's been wonderful. Thank you so much for joining us. This has been the Everything Project. And we're going to finish with a bit of Aretha this week. Another little bit of Aretha because, you know, sad.
Yeah.
Rest in peace, Aretha. So
absolutely.
We're going to finish with respect.
And she's a queen and we're all queens. And we've had the most amazing podcast. Thank you, ladies.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.